past victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to the second segment, the second rendition of Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the 18th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 19 minutes past 8 p.m. here in Enugu, Biafra Land, our capital. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you and I must thank Uchemefo for having anchored this very program. Starting from 7 p.m., all of us went out where we are attending very critical meetings in relation to the very landmark outing we are about to make on the 30th of May, the day we remember those that fought and died for us. The places where we went to, men are at war with invaders from Benue State. And they also lost people in the process of ensuring that these people do not encroach into our land. They also will be there to honor their people that fought and died defending their land. This is Radio Biafra. We will always ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please tell your friends you've not done so. We know this program is coming to you rather very late, not too late, I would say, because Uchemefo was there. We must ask you to continue to do what you have always done. Go out and preach Biafra. Go out and tell those around you about the work that we are doing. Tell them that Radio Biafra is in Enugu. Tell them that we are here assembled to do the only work for which we are born, to set this land free from the shackles of iniquity and darkness. You will tell them that we have come in peace. You will tell them that hell comes with us as well, behind us. They don't accept peace. We give them hell. On the 30th of May, the struggle for Biafra begins. On the 31st of May, we reshuffle the entire movement all over the world. Everything will be changed. We must prepare ourselves for the second phase of our battle. That battle started on this very day to begin to bear fruit, as we announced to you that Owasurike has quit the struggle for Biafra. I told you so. There is nothing I tell you that doesn't come to pass. Everything I say comes to pass. I told you he was a criminal and a traitor. He had to quit before the 30th of May, because if he still had the burden of Biafra upon him, and we remember MASOP members that died on the 30th of May, he will be dead the next day. Everybody that collected money from Hausa Fulani people, anybody that sold the sacrifice of these people, anybody that have ever lied and cheated in the name of Biafra, one thing awaits you. It is death, degradation, and humiliation. That you may know that the word Biafra is sacred. Biafra is sacred. You don't play with it. I told him, you will be humiliated. Today he gave a very elaborate interview where he threw in the towel. Owasurike is no longer a freedom fighter. My announcement is simple. I expect Biafran still in MASOP to get hold of him and kill him. If MASOP allows Owasurike to go free, they cannot join us. They will not join us. They can never join us. We have assembled our men. If you want peace, we give you peace. You want war, we give you war. Anything you want, we give you. I am not at home here wasting my time just preaching on Radio Biafra. That is nonsense. We are here doing the work, preparing ourselves for the second coming. Three phases. One, we honor them. Second, we drive away criminals like Wazurike. Third, we meet Boko Haram. And then Biafra will come. Maybe those of you who never believed before, from today, anything I tell you, you have to believe as gospel. I told you Wazurike was a traitor. I told you that no other family will bear the name of Wazurike forever and ever. The name is gone. This man messed with our collective reasoning. This man toyed with the memory of those that died. 3.5 million people. No wonder people don't care about us if we can be messing about with our own name, Biafra. Using Biafra to go and do kidnapping. Using Biafra to go and build hotels upstairs. I told you. People said, go back into the house and make peace. And I said to them that this is Radio Biafra. We don't cut deals in the darkness. We don't. It's in the open. Always in Anguadigiri, Tanyananya. If you feel you are strong enough to challenge what we are doing, then you are doomed. Every problem I encounter, I meet it head on. I don't deviate. On the 31st of May, there will be earthquake in this movement of ours. Monumental earthquake. That when they go, they will remember they dealt with me. In their next life, most of them will pray never to meet me again. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Most of you are in shock. I know. Of course, who wouldn't be in shock? You can now see the reason why when we got to preach, they say, make sure you're not a Wazurike, and I can never be. Impossible. This very movement we put together is here to deliver Biafra, and Biafra will come. It's a promise. It's a pledge. It's an undertaking. It's an oath. On our blood, did we sign it? That Biafra is coming. We will bring Biafra. All of us together will bring Biafra. We are not in democracy yet. Democracy is coming when we get Biafra. But right now, we do not have time to accommodate the views of everybody and the sentiment that goes with it. We are in the phase of command and control. We give you orders and you do it. The same way that I was given orders and I followed it. That is what we expect. Any dissension invites immediate dismissal. On the 31st of May, things will happen that everybody may know, both friends and foe alike, that we mean business. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. In as much as Radio Biafra is concerned, in as much as the editorial board of Radio Biafra is concerned, in as much as the indigenous people of Biafra is concerned, we do not go back one bit. Masop has been defeated. Bilie has been sent into the dustbin, packing and running away. There are nothing. Nothing stands between us and Biafra. Anybody who thinks he can stand or she can stand as an obstacle to what we are doing, I feel sorry for you. You are finished. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are the same. Some people are calling. We ask you to wait. We'll read the news for you. Once again, we were coming. We couldn't listen. I don't know if we read the news. I got this news on time or not. We are reporting today that Wazurike has quit the struggle for Biafra. From his own mouth. I told you that in as much as Radio Biafra is broadcasting, Wazurike cannot give a live interview. The day that he gave a live interview was the day that he quit Biafra. How about all the money we contributed, those that died, all the families that lost their children? This is why lying is not good when you're serving your country. Wazurike is toast. History. Masop members will get hold of him. They must not only kill him, but feed his flesh to the vulture. Udele geriozunya. Udele. As a warning to other people that this name Biafra, you don't mess with it. You don't play politics with Biafra. You don't come to Biafra to seek relevance. You don't come to Biafra to look for who to rule. You don't come to Biafra to stake your claim for leadership. You come here to serve your country. Anything else, you will be dumped by the wayside. We fight big people. I don't like fighting single individuals. It means nothing to me. I fight institutions, and we bring them to their knees. That you may know that this very radio station that preaches the gospel of Biafra is founded upon truth. Ultimately, we prevail. Emeche Lumala, Radio Biafra and its board always prevails without question. Always. And is there for a reason. Because no man called us to do what we are doing. Chukwa Biama, Chukwa Kike, Ekekerowa, determined that we should come. Not man. That is why Biafra, when I speak, write it on a piece of paper. Biafra will be here on or before the 31st of December 2015. In the most unlikely event that Biafra doesn't come, everything here will die. The number to call, should you wish to get in touch with us this very evening, remains +234 8100904599. Our Skype is also open and is going crazy. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. We may not accept it, but if you call, we'll answer your call because we've hit our limit of acceptance. We are still building our memorial. They worked on it today, being Sunday. We are walking around it. No, I wouldn't say around the club, but there are no floodlights here. We are walking every blessed day to ensure that it's finished. Our monument will be the most beautiful in the whole of Africa because we have taste. We are Biafrans. When we do something, we do it differently so that the world may know that this is where civilization of mankind started. That is what we said to them. Any day we enter the fray, we enter into the field, people will know that Boko Haram is rubbish. They will know they are rubbish. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call if you wish to participate, gold, silver, or bronze, remains the office line of the indigenous people of Biafra. This is the number to call or to send your text messages to. If you want to participate, somebody rang me last night saying, can I give 50,000? And I said, no, you cannot. Do you think you're building a pottery? We have set our monument on the most sacred piece of land here. All over the whole of Biafra land. We found it. And you're telling me about what is 50,000 there? No. Three categories, gold, silver, and bronze. Gold is 500,000. Silver is 250. Bronze is 100. We don't accept anything one fathom less than that. Or you go somewhere else. This is Biafra. It is for you. We cannot beg you. We can never beg you to try to remember those that fought and died for you. You should be the ones begging to be part of it. Because come the 31st, we would have driven away death from this land. This is Radio Biafra. People are here. Hazures Weba, they are here. We are here to work for you, nothing more, nothing less. But my obligation to the dead will continue to outweigh whatever I owe to the living. That is why when I am back upon Biafra, I don't look back. Please pick up the microphone. Starting from Wanyama here, please give us your name. The world want to hear. They know who you are, but they want to hear you confirm who you are and where you come from. You will greet them. They are wonderful people. Sometimes I call them great. They are not great yet until they restore Biafra, but we know that their greatness will endure forever. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world, brothers and sisters, our friends, our well-wishers. We welcome you to today's broadcast that is coming direct from our headquarters, Enugu, in Biafra land. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so my name is Eberechukwu Anigbogu. I am from Kpologu. Kpologu is in Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Welcome and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Hello, great people of Biafra. My name is Chioma Morales. I am from Onisha in Ezinihite in Mbise in Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters worldwide. This is Soki Chukwueze, your brother from Wonkano East Enugu in Biafra land. You are welcome to today's program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, great people of Biafra. My name is Christian Chukwuemeka Mwana, and I'm from Opuno in Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans worldwide. My name is Ike Chukwokoye, and I am from Nri in Anocha local government of Anambra State, Biafra land. Please stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. We welcome you for today's edition of Radio Biafra, live broadcast from our studio here in Enugu. My name remains Osta Okeke. I happen to come from Umunze. Umunze is Anambra State, Orumbasa LGA. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Those who you did not hear their voice, they are not here. They are on errand. They are doing something for their country. And tomorrow you will hear from them. Yes, tomorrow you will hear from them. Give Emma is here as well. Go on, please go ahead. No, it's off. Why is it off? Push it up, please. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I say good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Mamoroku Idan from Demiri North Biafra land. I wish you all, I call your neighbors, call your friends, and well wishers. Tell them that Biafra is coming. That it's time for us to enter into our freedom, our land and possesses it now. Let everybody come out and listen to Radio Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. We shall proceed to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. On this day, the 18th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. I don't know, I said it before, weren't listening, so I don't know if Uchebefo did read the news headlines to you, or the news summary, as the case may be. I shall attempt to do so. I hope our people are listening very, very carefully, because it's important that we do justice to this. Why I abandoned freedom fighting for partisan politics. Ralph Wazurike. Why I abandoned freedom fighting for partisan politics. Peter Obi, Victor Ume betrayed Ojukwu. Why I abandoned freedom fighting for party politics, for Nigerian politics. This headline should read, why I abandoned Biafra for Nigeria. Why I abandoned those I led to their death for those that killed them. Why I abandoned the blood and the bones and the bodies of young men to chase after the coattails of the Abada of Hausa Fulani people. Why I abandoned the 5,000-year memory and history for that which is only but 100 years old. These are the words of Owazurike, the leader of MASOP, the man who brought kidnapping into this land, the man that defiled the tricolor of the rising sun, the man that brought shame, infamy, and dishonor to freedom fighting. Owazurike is telling us that he has abandoned Biafra for Nigeria. These are his words, not mine. He gave an interview to Sun newspaper. I believe that the reverberations, the ramifications of what this man said is beginning to sink in.
All of you dead bodies in mortuaries, those of you in prison, all of you that sustained one injury or the other, those that lost every livelihood in pursuit of Biafra under this very Satan. I don't have anything to say to you, all of you that suffered, including myself. What I have to say is that the truth will always prevail. Since 2009, I've been preaching this, that this man is patently evil, that this is not how you do freedom fighting. But they did not listen, did they? They didn't listen. Because Chukwu Abiama took away his blessing, his grace from our people. When you see lies, you think it is the truth. You see truth and you mistake it for lies. You no longer have discerning spirit. I feel sorry for you people. But the truth must be spoken on this platform. This is Radio Biafra, not any other useless broadcaster. No. We speak the truth. Maybe those that didn't believe before, from now onwards they will believe. Shekau strikes again, kills 16, abducts 5 policemen, 10 Chinese workers. The best thing for China to do is to support Biafra. That's the best thing that China can do. Shekau is at it again. President Jonathan Steinio extension memo floors national conference. The national conference differ according to North and the South on voting pattern. Say no to Islamization is the headline we're also carrying. The little Igbo girl that was kidnapped by Boko Haram is now telling the father, who is a pastor, a reverend minister, an evangelist, sorry dad, I quit Christianity for good. Igbo girl, Charity, now turned Aisha. The Christian Association of Nigeria is crying over secret wedding of a Christian girl to a Muslim. But a Muslim woman married a Christian in Sudan and they sentenced her to death. But Igbo girls or Igbo people are nothing. You can grab their girls and do whatever you like. Nobody will say anything. That is what Britain gave us. British. That is what they gave us. The girl is gone now. Maybe she will give birth to a child and name the child Ifanyi. And then maybe in the next 20, 30 years, the idiot will be telling us about one Nigeria. People won't know that the father is Hausa Fulani. Amazing. Boko Haram terrorists threaten to invade schools in Makurdi. And now the news in detail. Why I abandoned freedom fighting for partisan politics, Rafa Wazurike. Obi Ume betrayed Ojukwu. This is according to Wazurike. They were at the parlor. I went into the study room to speak with Ojukwu Ezigbo Buruburu. He, Ojukwu, told me that this person, Rochas Okorocha, I brought is not a true Igbo man. I will not give him ticket. That was what he told me. I'm continuing to read Wazurike's direct quote, please. I may not be the person that will achieve Biafra. God knows who will do it. A leader that wants to achieve everything himself is not a good leader. Our people listening, I will repeat this very quote from Wazurike. I may not be the person that will achieve Biafra. God knows who will do it. A leader that wants to achieve everything himself is not a good leader. And now this is the interview in full as published by Sun newspaper. Leader of the movement of the sovereign state of Biafra, MASOP, Chief Rafa Wazurike, is angry. And deservedly too. His is a story of betrayals, of can of worms from the reneging of an agreement for the succession of the late leader of the APGC, ABGA, Dim Chukwuemeka-Odumegwu-Jukwu, by his wife, Iyom Bianca, to the selfish appropriation of ABGA by a clique, which he alleges uses the party as a cash cow and for extortion. The tale elicits awe and grows goose pimples. Why I am partisan now is because there was an agreement. Iyom is the legitimate successor to Ojukwu and beneficiary of his legacies. Unanuko Yibeba, I'm there listening to what I'm reading. This is a direct quote again from Wazirike. Why I am now in party politics is because there was an agreement. Iyom is the legitimate successor to Ojukwu and beneficiary of his legacies, not anyone else. They chased the woman away. That is the wife of our late leader. Things are happening in this very place. They chased the woman away and took her husband's property, he told Sunday Sun in his residence in Owerri. He is no longer living at the Freedom House that everybody contributed and built. He is now living in his residence at Owerri. Freedom fighting Biafran style. Freedom fighting the very criminal way to do it. Mansions everywhere. Mansions upon mansions. Freedom fighting. The 419 edition. That is what we are masking today. I may not be the person that will achieve Biafra. God knows who will do it. All of a sudden. These are the direct quotes from Owazirike, not from me. He is not done yet, as the bile in his belly still overflows from the stench. I don't know what is the stench of. I don't know why this bile is. I can't even afford to finish this story, but I'll try. I'll continue. Owazirike speaks of how he single-handedly made Owole Rocha as Okorocha governor in 2011 against the advice and better judgment of the late Ojukwu, and how the same man has turned his back against him and the people. In pain, he talks of the self-serving cry and ribaldry of Igbo marginalization by the leaders. This is a man that led nearly 6,000 people to their death, claiming Biafra today, telling us that God knows who will get Biafra, not him. They use marginalization as a key word to achieve what they want in Nigeria. Owazirike continues to speak. When they want to be Senate President, they start shouting that Igbos are marginalized. Igbos have never occupied the position of Senate President. Immediately you make them Senate President, the cry of marginalization dies, he thunders. He rose that his organization MASOP, which he founded in 1999, positing that despite the trials, MASOP is already a government. And to President Goodluck Jonathan, his love and admiration for him spills over. Owazirike's love for Jonathan and his admiration for Jonathan spills over. Although Jonathan is a Ijaw in the South-South geopolitical zone, he insists that he sees him as an Igbo man. Jonathan is more than an Igbo man, he adds. Correspondingly, the MASOP leader has opprobrium, English language, opprobrium, for Ike Nwachukwu, who is the leader of the Igbos at the ongoing national conference in Abuja. I prefer Omar Odiko to Ike Nwachukwu as Igbo leader, he argues in anecdote. He further unveiled Unnakwantieba. Owazirike further unveiled his support plans for Jonathan in the context of the imminent 2015 election and gives his views on the entity Nigeria, Boko Haram, and other key national issues. There was a time I announced on Radio Biafra that Owazirike is the campaign manager in the Southeast for Jonathan. People did not agree. Now, have you heard it from the mouth of Owazirike? I'm not going to read the other news. This is the only thing we cover tonight. How has the mighty fallen? Oh, one here we hear something so shameful and pitiful. And when we travel all over the world, speaking to governments of the world, when they pick up their newspapers or go on the internet and see what this buffoon said and did, how do you think they'll listen to us? People keep asking me, how are we sure you're not going to be another Wazurike? How can I convince them? My name is Nnamdi Kanu, not a Wazurike. He came to do business. I came to serve my country. And as I said, Abachoso Agomile, when I was kidnapped by MASOP using Biafran flag, they said that I was a saboteur, and I said to them, by the time this race is run, the world will know who the traitor is. And today, on the 18th day of May, before our memorial, Wazurike is very clever. He's now joined Nigerian politics. Because if he had that same mentality that he's leading Biafra, leading up to the 30th, he will be a dead man. He knows that. Because on the 30th, we wake up the spirit of the dead. Things will happen here. People think that we are joking. People think they can scheme and plan and do their useless, tiny conspiracy gathering and succeed. We are about to teach them one very bitter lesson. That you don't bite the hand that feeds you. When I fight to the death, to the finish. I don't stop halfway. I don't have friends. My friends are those that surround me in Biafra. My family are those that surround me in Biafra. I feel sorry for them. 31st of May, Wazurike is gone. Bilie is pushing file from one courtroom to another. I told the people that the person funding Bilie is Rocha Sokorocha. I have their names now. When the time comes, I will tell you I told you so. It has now become apparent that things are no longer the way it was thought to be. The only place where you can receive the truth is here on Radio Biafra. No other place. You may not like it. Your wife may not like it. Your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your children. We don't care. As long as it is the truth, we don't give a damn what you think or feel. Truth is life. That is why we have succeeded where others have failed. Ask yourself, why didn't Ohanaeze build a memorial? Why didn't any governor build a memorial here? Because their hands are not clean. And ours as clean. When I say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, people should go and reflect upon it. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Come to the meeting we held today. You call them and they attend. Men, they attend. We shall announce ourselves to the world. Every zonal coordinator and coordinator all over the world must prepare for what is to come. 30th of May is critical. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype, your name and where you are, please? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They have gone to sleep. Very, very typical. Please, who has something to say in here? Our lines are open, please. Is anybody on the phone? No, there's nobody on the phone. Our lines are open and people can call, or most of them are crying or in a state of shock. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Biafrans all over the world, this is your sister, Ibere Chukwuanibuogu. I don't know. When I cry, people will ask, Ibere Chukwu, why are you crying? I cry because things are no longer at ease. I cry because the land where Chukwuabiama brought us, where Chukwu Abiama prepared for us, has been defiled. I cry because those of them that we felt, that we looked up to take us to the promised land, they have backslided. But I am comforted by the fact that there are still those of them who are true Biafrans who are still marching forward. I don't know if you still remember, I said it and I'm still saying it, that Uwazurike will die. Uwazurike will die. Not only that he will die, because even myself, Eberechukwu Anigbogwa, I will die. But he is going to die a shameful death. Uwazurike will go mad. And he will be paraded in all the notable junctions and streets in Biafra land. He will go into the wilderness and he will die in the wilderness. He will not be buried. Vultures will feed on his carcass.
Sir?
Vultures will feed on his carcass. Sir? And his name will be forgotten forever. I am a daughter of this soil, and as I remain a daughter, for whatever I decree in truth and in honesty, it will come to pass. Uwazurike enslaved, Uwazurike impoverished my brothers and sisters, only for him to amass wealth for himself. And today he is telling us why he has to abandon us and why he will have to choose the zoo. The people that massacred our brothers and sisters, our children, the people that took the lives of over 3.6 million of Biafrans. Uwazurike has abandoned us, and Uwazurike has accepted those of them that deported my brothers and sisters from one part of the zoo to Biafra land. Uwazurike has abandoned us, and Uwazurike has forgotten that the blood of my brothers in Ezu River will hunt after him. Uwazurike has abandoned us, and Uwazurike has forgotten that he brought kidnapping into this sacred land. Chukwu Abiama will deal with him. Like I used to say, when he decides to deal with a man, he will grind that man into a powder. This land has rejected Uwazurike. Igbos have rejected Uwazurike. Biafrans have rejected Uwazurike, and he has rejected himself too. And I warn him and I tell him, let him go into exile. Let him begin to prepare to go into exile. If Uwazurike had remained a man, he would have not resigned. He would have not have abandoned us. He would have waited for us to remember those of them that he killed. He would have waited for us to finish 30th May. And their spirits will visit him in his bed. In his bed, where he will be sleeping with his wife. He will go mad. And from that his room, he will go into the wilderness and he will die there. And this is a warning for those of them who are still planning. For those of them who are still planning. For those of them who are still planning to keep enslaving me, my children, my brothers, my sisters. To keep encaging our destiny. This land will chase after each and every one of you. The truth is here. Radio Biafra is here. Radio Biafra is here. For whatever we have said in the past, it has come to pass. Whatever we are saying today, it will come to pass. And whatever we say tomorrow, it will come to pass. How I wish that Rocha Sokorocha would take his leave. How I wish that Sullivan Chime will take his leave. How I wish that T. Oji will begin to pack his load to go. Because the time has come. The time has come. And the time is now. The time is now. you should not forget that even the Bible says it, that that bread that is gotten out of the seed, when it goes into the mouth, it will turn into stone. And that is what is happening to Wazrike. He will never, ever be remembered. When he died, he will never, ever be remembered. We say that those of them that sabotaged us during Nigeria-Biafra war, people like Ifajuna, between 67 to today, I don't think any family has named their children after Ifajuna. That is what is going to happen to Wazrike. Wazrike, wherever you are, as a daughter of this soil, I decree and it will come to pass, you are going to die a shameful death. I remembered in Lagos, even those of them that ride Okada, they will contribute money every week, every month, and they will give it to you. And the only thank you that you will tell my brothers and sisters is that you have abandoned them and you have chosen the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers. They have continued to kill us and we are supporting them to kill us. But I assure you that after 30th May 2014, the reverse will be the case. The sword in the wilderness will turn against you. The sword in the wilderness will turn against you. And those of them that have helped you to impoverish my people, those of you that helped you to enslave my people, those of them that helped you to cage their destinies, my brothers and sisters are scattered all over the world. Some of them are in prisons in Malaysia, in Thailand, all over the world. And you are here thinking that you are enjoying. It is for a while. Because Chukwu Abiyama will visit you with his anger. He has started. And before he finishes with, by the time he finishes with you, nothing about you will ever be remembered again. And I want to tell Biafrans all over the world, especially those of you in diaspora, it is forward ever, backward never. There is no looking back because we must get Biafra. This is why God brought us to this land. And this is why he sent us. We must get Biafra so that we will not disappoint destiny.
Yes, sir.
If you have been eating 3 times in a day, why not begin to eat once in a day? Because like I said day before yesterday, Christ saw the crown before he accepted the cross. Can you not see the crown waiting for you? Biafra is the crown that is waiting for you. So whatever cross that you are bearing today, have it in mind that tomorrow your crown will come. We will not relax, we will not relent until we get Biafra. We will not relax, we will not relent until we get Biafra. Imagine my brothers and sisters are suffering in diaspora. Meanwhile, we are stepping, we are marching on wealth here. But some few individuals, they feel that after amassing the wealth, they will not die. But they will die and their children will die with them and their children will not be able to take part of this wealth. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He's a righteous God. He is a righteous God. He will avenge for us. He will avenge for us. We have chosen death, and that is what we tell the world. We have chosen death. How I wish that Nigeria, that Dazu, how I wish that they killed every male, every female that were named after Biafra during that genocide war. But they made a mistake, just like Satan made a mistake by taking Jesus Christ to that temptation mountain. If Satan had known that Christ will become the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, he would have been able to kill Christ. As long as we still have a Biafran standing, we must get Biafra. Come 2015. We must get Biafra. Come 2015. And God is with us. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Well put, eloquently made. Nobody is happy. But we knew it was coming. And it has arrived. It has arrived. The man is a traitor. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please go ahead.
Hello?
I am talking to you, go ahead.
Hello?
Do we have anyone on the phone? No, we don't. Let us try another person. Don't know what I'm talking about. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What is going on here? Can somebody speak, please? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My dear Lord, these people, I don't know where they're coming from, these people. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? What is going on? He's the same person, isn't he? He calls and he puts the phone down. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Talking to me?
I am speaking to you, please. Can somebody speak when I pick up their calls?
Okay. Good afternoon from here in Mexico City. I'm Vincent Mekeng. I'm calling from Mexico City.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I must commend you, Nandi, for all the good work you've been doing. Everybody there, Uche Mefo, Barrister Mamezu, Eberia, Annie Bog, and every other person there. I say, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to protect and guide every one of you.
I
want to use this opportunity to invite our people here in Mexico for our meeting today. We'll be meeting at 5:30 p.m. today at Metro Mountain Carreras. It's a very popular area. I want to tell them that we have already prepared for the 30th of May. And I want to also use this opportunity because there are those who are not willing to participate. I want to tell them that if they fail to come out on the 30th of May, the spirit of those whom we are going to wake up on that day will hunt after them. There is no family in Biafra land that didn't lose anybody during that war. Those people died fighting with an empty stomach, and it is our duty, it is our obligation to honor them that day. So come 30th of May, I want every Biafran living here in Mexico City to make sure they come out at the Basilica here in Mexico City. The service there will be at 1:30 p.m. It is only 1 hour service. That is the time they have given us. So if they fail to come, indigenous here will as well be there with us. But if they fail to come, believe you me, after the 30th of May, they will see what will happen to them. Because we are going to pray and call the spirits of our ancestors, those who were killed by the Nigerian government and their British counterpart and all those who fought against us during the war. They will see what will happen because their spirits will go after them. So please, I'm begging every one of them, they should come out. We have materials ready for them. Those who do not have clothes, that they will give them clothes and the Biafran flag. We have them enough for them to put on that day. So I'm pleading with every one of them to make sure they come out that day and join us to participate in all the activities we'll be doing that day. Thank you very much, and I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will guide and protect you as you have been helping us towards the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We want everybody to come out on that very day, that very fateful day, the 30th of May, 2014. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. What is happening today? Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yeah.
Do we have a caller on the phone?
Executive Director. Good morning from here in Malaysia.
Good evening. Hello. From here in Biafra land.
Hello. Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning from here in Malaysia. My name is Ostadimma Isomushi. Director, I just want to thank you and commend you for the good work you are doing there and the co-people working with you in the Biafra land there. We pray that God should guide you and protect you for everything you are doing. You shall not relent and we'll be behind you. But I want to use opportunity to tell you one thing that I have not nobody has told you. You know there was a time in Nigeria, this happened to Lagos, because that's where I stayed for long before travel. There was a people that wanted to play football on behalf of Biafra. Do you know that we hire about 2 educated at 5 going to trade square to play ball? Nobody knew that they have surrendered the military people there. The boys are coming with their screaming by, you know, Biafra with the flag, everything. It maybe come before they coming down from the field, the military people surrendered and took everybody straight to Krikri. Do you know the idea? Hoping that they send letter to Wazirike. Do you know what was he said? He said they to go and play football. They stayed there for 9 months and 6 months. These people were inside prison. About more than 40-something people. Was UK never came to for one day. When these people came out from the prison, each one that they asked about Biafra, they said, never you mention that name again. Do you see what was UK did to Biafra people? That guy no worry to leave. And they are praying that guy die. She is going to the men in the water to eat. I suppose my sister said, and the boy, what she said. That guy did what somebody should have done. He denied those people in the prison. Three, 9 months and 6 months. My neighbor is there that lives in the house. Nobody was going there to see. Everybody went to Wazika will come because they believe that once Wazika comes there, everybody will release. What he said that he decided to go and play football. That's what we denied them. And the people could be putting money every Okada we see. They see, when are we going? We are going tomorrow, we are going today. Hoping by what we should be the information by brainwashing people. But I pray that God that brings you out of this struggle, know that you are the right person and we are behind you. Thank you that you have already put it today, but what you did, he said, we carry it. And I pray that God is people guiding you. Thank you, and God bless you.
And you too. God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype, I presume. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is me, Nchedo, from Thailand.
Nchedo, what is your full name?
From Anambra, Thailand.
What is your full name?
My name is Nchedo Buago.
Nchedo Buago.
Rift,
thank
Biafra
you
land.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, brother. I just want to complain of one thing. I read on from this Biafra news about people dumping at Enugu State. People from Chad, people from Hausa, Fulani people.
Yes.
They say that they are refugees. Mm-hmm. I think those people are Boko Haram because they are spreading everywhere. Understand, to me, to my understanding, I think they are Boko Haram, and they know that Enugu is our capital. I think they have plans, but according to the news that the government is going about there, but they're not acting and they're not doing anything about those people. But to me, I think these people are 100% Boko Haram, because they see Lagos, they could not go to Lagos. They come to Biafra land to do what? There is nothing to do. There is nothing in Biafra land for them to come take or to do there.
Yeah.
So why should they come to Biafra land for what? That is what I'm asking.
Yes, I will answer that question in a minute. I will answer them. Let's just take this call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. Good
yes.
evening.
Good evening.
My name is Victor Okebu.
Yes,
I'm
Victor.
From I'm calling from Abuja. I hear from Okwere.
That's our national coordinator. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my legend. Thank you so much. The issue they are about the Wazirike issue, because the issue of Wazirike is what I have been facing. I mean, I've heard that some people ask me, what about if I are doing? What about the Wazirike and myself issue? So I tend to tell them everything about myself, but sometimes when you tell them, they will start asking to say you are stupid. How can you say Wazirike will abandon the struggle? I told them that any sensible human being, when you look at the issue of Wazirike, you know if he and have compromised it. The issue of Wazirike, I know if I from time that they are compromised, long time ago. That's why I didn't even take them serious. Like last hour, last meeting, one guy asked me, what about if we can't fail or do like Wazirike, what will you do? I told him that I don't think he will fail. He cannot fail. And if you fail myself, I will kill you. I will sacrifice myself for you because I have put in my life for it. That's why I told the guy. The guy said, hey. The guy just was laughing at me. I said, okay, no problem. Just watch and see. After I started, my life is only with you because, you know, our people here, men in Abuja, when you are talking with them, they will tell you what happened in the past. Our people have come and gone. What about you? You are not wasting your time. No problem. Not can from start to after that on day, we know who we are. They're just trying to alert people what is coming. So that, I want to say that the issue of Wazirike, we should forget about that one, because the man already fell out. Any sensible woman shall have to know that Wazirike is not no longer with anything about their friend, not his mind again. That's what I want to contribute.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. There is no way we can fail. This very effort that I'm at the helm of will not fail. It can never fail. Unlike those who we are born to be good family men, those who are born to be good businessmen, those who are born to be very good politicians or career diplomats. The only reason I believe, and I know, the only reason why my father married my mother is to give birth to me. The only reason why I was born is that Biafra may come. When I speak, you write it. Because these days, when I say write it, people don't write it down. They and Ampempak will write it on a piece of paper. Anything I tell you comes to pass. If I tell you to run from somebody, run from that person. The person is a criminal. If I tell you that this person is a human being, go to that person. If that person changes tomorrow, I'll come on air and announce it. Or run from that person. I'm still waiting for somebody to say to the world what I did against Biafra. I'm still waiting. People can say I am stubborn. People can say that I am very, very persistent when I pursue something. But nobody can, and I don't tolerate nonsense and indiscipline. I can't take it. But one thing that nobody on this earth can accuse me of is betraying my country or doing anything remotely resembling betrayal. I can't do it. Instead of me to betray my country, I will cut my own throat myself. That is why the enemies are running. That is why they are afraid. I don't compromise, I don't retreat, I don't surrender. After Wazirike kidnapped me, he thought I'll stop doing freedom fighting. I'll stop serving my country. I told him the worst mistake he ever made was to allow me to get out of that your useless prison alive. The worst mistake of his life. Today he has disgraced himself. He has disgraced his family. He has disgraced all the idiots and buffoons kidnapping for him. Using Biafran flag saying they are my sub-members. I feel sorry for all of you. May the blood of all of them that died be upon all of you. Your families will be closed down. Your families will be shut down the same way you have shut down the families of people. You belong in the same category as Go On. Go On is better than some of you in Masop. Go On, Kunuma. You people are leeches. You are vermin. Lower than the lowest. Ordinary cockroach is better than you people. You make me sick. You have used the name of Biafra to defile it. You brought disgrace and shame to a flag that men went into battle without bullets to defend. Do some MASOP members understand?
that those that gave us that name, that brought it back to life, that they sacrificed themselves to do it. That is the banner you used to go and do kidnapping for. Wazurike, who is today telling you that I have abandoned Biafra for Nigeria. You want to disgrace us so that Biafra will not come. You want to shame Biafra so much that nobody will want to discuss with us. But Chukwu Abiyama is God. As I keep saying all the time, that Biafra will come in such a way that we shall worship God forever. We know it wasn't the handiwork of man, but of Chukwu Abiyama. And on this radio station, we shall praise, uplift, and honor his name forever. For the book of Exodus, he made it very clear to us. You will have no other God but me. And we obey. Here on Radio Biafra, we don't pray to any other thing apart from Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we do things that other people cannot do. If we give it to you, you can't do it. Imam, you cannot do it. Don't think it's easy. They're on radio talking. Is that what you think? You are grossly mistaken. Wazurike is the criminal, as I told you, since 2009. And he has abandoned the struggle. Openly with his own mouth. I have left Biafra for Nigeria. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm Sonny. I'm calling Sonny. I'm calling from Abba.
From Abba, please go ahead.
What I heard about the news, I'm really sharing tears over it. Because I know thousands of Mason members devoted all their hearts to follow this wrath was written. And a lot of them died for this struggle. So what I'm saying right now, let the spirit of those people that you lead to death arise and get him wherever he is. And get him down. Because we're talking about it mostly in Abaya we are, when you're trying to convince those myself members, don't want to hear you, they still was look at their lot. When I begin telling them the political ambition Wazirika has, that none of them want to hear it. I don't know what makes me not to get around the assembly today and get it, because I see a kind of people surrounding where the vendors are selling papers. I don't know if there's some news going on there besides now you're saying it. Could I get hold to those newspapers so that I can pass it around to them? But it's not yet late. I can go out tomorrow, look for those that bought it or get it from those vendors so that I can do that. Because all of them are following Wazirika with all their heart. And the morning, afternoon, and night, all they have in mind is mass up. Their first stories. Without knowing that their leader have betrayed them, their leader have toyed with their blood. In short, I don't know how to explain it. But now I pray God will really, even if you stop so far from this level you are, I believe you are not a disappointment.
But because I can't stop.
The orientation you have given to me since I born, even yesterday, when the broadcast was going, you have seen a lot of people, the 3.5 million people that died. And a lot of people that killed themselves because of the way children have been starved to death. I was sharing tears, even though I said, as it is in my mind, I got a heart. Because I have not got a heart to even kill a mosquito, let alone hurting my fellow human being. But from what you are saying, I pick up the courage that even if there is a gun in my hand this moment, I will take whatever that is named Muslim. But in other words, I know that the time is coming up for us to do that. May God bless you so far and bless their friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. It is amazing. Do we have somebody on the line? Yes, we do. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Okechukwu Ezennolom. I'm calling you from Flower State.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to thank God first because he's the author of everything we are doing to restore Biafra back. And And in especially, I want to thank you also for the sacrifice and putting your life on the line for this struggle. I want to thank all the Radio Biafra crew, our sister here, Rita Niborg, but it's a man Mezu, and Uchemefo. It's not easy. Kechiko Eniagra has been doing a wonderful job. I want to thank everybody, and I pray that in this struggle that Chukwu Biafra will see us through. And I believe that after 30th of May, that is my own belief, that the spirit of over 3.6 million people, 3.6 million, not 1,000, will arise and hunt down the zoo. The zoo is over. Everything, even the United States military has confirmed that our military is in London to fight against Boko Haram. They are even fearing them. So you can imagine the military, Nigerian military that have gone to Liberia to make peace. They have gone to Sierra Leone to make peace, but now they cannot do anything. Their hands are tied against Boko Haram. And the problem is that the Boko Haram is in the military. And when they finish their meeting, their members will just go and tell them, look at what we have done in our meeting. Look at where we are going to do, follow. Look at how we are going to attack them. And there is no remedy again. It has already... See, I was reading on Facebook about Fanikayode. He was now championing for the Oduduwa Republic. He has seen everything. He has seen that Nigeria has been over. There is nothing like Nigeria. It has expired, and everything has crumbled. So I believe that Chukwu Abiyama is doing his own thing evenly in the right time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. We have a caller on the line. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Please speak up. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
My goodness me. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, please, yeah, your name and you. Where you are.
My name is Peter Chukwuebuka.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India, Delhi.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I thank you for your efforts towards the restoration of our sovereign state, Biafra. And there's something I want to tell the whole Biafra, especially the father of charity. Charity needs deliverance. I have stayed in the north, and I know how devilish these people are. They use charms on our ladies. Charity is not in his right eye. Charity has lost her sense. Please. Let all her family members go into prayer. Fasting and deliverance is very, very important for charity right now. Yeah. Let us not depend on the media or what the media is saying. Charity is...
We can't hear you.
That is what I know, and it is real.
Did you say that? Hang on, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. The world is listening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're telling us that fasting and prayer and deliverance will bring back charity, yes?
Yes.
So hang on. Let us. I want to get something right. So if we kneel down now and start praying for charity, hang on. Let me finish. So Angel Gabriel or Angel Michael will go to that place and bring her charity. Is that what you're saying?
She will come back to her senses and she will demand for her freedom.
My dear brother.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Here we face facts. F-A-C-T-S. Facts. Things that are possible.
Yeah.
People should not think that we can come here and perpetuate the brainwashing propagated by Pentecostal churches. We won't allow it.
Okay.
You don't go down on your knees and pray no nonsense. You go and take the girl from where she is and return her to her house.
Okay.
You don't kneel down 50,000 miles away and claim you're praying for somebody.
That is superstition.
Okay.
That is superstition. Prayer without work is superstition. Please. Thank you very much. We don't want to receive such calls again on Radio Biafra. Prayer and deliverance. Such talk doesn't belong here. We are here to get Biafra. We are going to get Biafra with bombs and bullets. Not prayer and fasting. That is rubbish. It doesn't work here. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Italy.
Which part of Italy are you in?
Hello.
Which part of Italy are you in?
Calling from Palermo.
From Palermo, please go ahead.
Okay, please. I just came in Italy. It's not quite long, just a month ago. So I was very surprised to get to some of my friends. And I had a rumor that is going on concerning our UK. I was still disappointed on him because he was the one that led us to the members of Mazel when I was in Nigeria. It's because of the issue concerning our UK next week he left the country. And I was very, very disappointed in him when I had the remote, when I had the issue today. I was very, very disappointed. So I, my own contribution in this point of view concerning him, I pray to Chico Adiama to dead. Because he has made us to become, have made us to become what we don't think to be. He has led us in the wrong path. Now he now comes back on earth. I'm very, very disappointed in him. And what I have to say to all my fellow brothers, and those that are still in the good part of what I have to, that what I have for them today is for them to make a good path and for them to find a way to bring that foolish man called Owazirike down, because it's a disgrace to us.
He is an insult, he is a humiliation, a slap on our collective faces as a people. Owazirike has shamed everybody. I thought he would have gone quietly.
Yeah.
He has brought dishonor to his name forever and ever. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you're calling from. Please turn your system down if you may.
Okay, I'm Ifeoma. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you. Please turn your system down. I can hear my voice coming through. Please be kind enough to turn the system down or move away from the room, please, if you may. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Obaka Belong. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you people hear at Uno Balatani phone? If you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. Why is that difficult? Why is it difficult for our people to understand that? Oh, dear Lord God in heaven. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't take calls anymore. Do you have anything to say, please? Does anybody have some? Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. My name still remains Ikechukwu Okoye, an indigene of Nri, in Anocha, local government of Anambra State, Biafra land. I want to seize this opportunity to talk to my fellow Biafrans, most especially the youth. You see, starting from the time I decided to dedicate my time to the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra up to this very moment, I have never regretted each and every second I spent in doing so. Because each and every day, I come to realize that my country, Biafra, is a very unique one. And that my being a part of our restoration is an opportunity and a privilege to me. Therefore, I do not fear any adversary nor any future evil nor predicament that may befall me I take it as a faith. If I am destined to see the restoration of Biafra, then so be it. If I am to meet my demise in doing so, then I think I'll take it in good heart. But what I want to say, the point I want to hit is concerning our youths. Those of them who are disheartened by what Mazob did or has done. I want to tell you that Radio Biafra has come, and it has come in truth. Believe it or not, Biafra is coming, and it will be in your own benefit to believe it this time. Change your heart from whatever you may have experienced from in the hands of Mazobians or whatever their name is. While I was still in school, I heard about them. Nothing ever moved me to join them. But the moment I heard about Radio Biafra, that spirit in me, that thing that tells me do this and I do it, moved me. And I decided to join. When I joined, I never feared anything. When I joined, I gave it all my heart and time. And I am telling you too, I am a youth, as you are. Forget whatever you might have experienced in the hands of Mazob and turn over to the indigenous people of Biafra. Join in this movement. It is not a struggle. I do not believe it is a struggle. We are moving to the restoration of Biafra, and it is coming in full force. If you like, make fear your shelter. If you like, make fear your bed and pillow, lie on it. It won't stop the coming of Biafra. The only thing that will help you at this time is to sit back, think aright, and join the indigenous people of Biafra under the auspices of Radio Biafra, and move the restoration of Biafra. It is coming and it is imminent. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. Every blessed day we transmit to the entirety of humanity from here, our studios at Enugu in Biafra Land. Let us go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Director, for picking my phone this evening.
Thank you.
This is Longin Samadi. I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
From Munich in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, the issue of Mazob and the East leader has really justified my solemn statement to Mazob members that attended our meeting sometime in March. We had a very crowded meeting that day, and we had about five Mazob members who attended our meeting. And they were so harsh and saying, why should we criticize Mazob and its leaders, that Mazob has done a lot, that they thought that this new movement should just maybe depend on Mazob or start from where Mazob stopped and whatnot. Tell them that, look, today we have a new platform to get Biafra, and that is Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra. And that if any one of them still believes in Mazob, that person is free to go about and start a new Mazob movement in Munich. We're not stopping anyone. But if you believe that we will get Biafra under Radio Biafra and under the indigenous people of Biafra, here is a platform for you to come and join. We told them that we embrace all Mazob members, those who have joined Mazob in truth and honest to get Biafra. But we are against their leadership that has derailed. That is the only difference. That every Mazob member, men, women, children, are welcomed and are honored. Even those that are dead, that we cherish them, because they joined Mazob solely to get Biafra. But that we are only against their leader that has derailed. This was our word to them, especially my word to them on that day during our meeting. Today's interview by myself has really given credence what I told them that day. And I know those guys today will turn back and come to our meeting. We are going to have meeting next Saturday, and I hope to see them. They will come and say thank you for telling us the truth that day, which they didn't know. Their leader has now told them that he has abandoned them, and the time has come for them to join us, the indigenous people of Biafra, to fight for Biafra. That is one point. Another point is that I'm proud to say that we are moving forward. Our arrangement for the 30th of May is concluding. We have gotten one permission written in black and white that we can demonstrate before NATO office in Unterhaching in Germany here. They have it now in black and white. I'm telling Biafrans in Germany, come out on the 30th and follow us to demonstrate to remember our fallen heroes and heroines, and nobody will touch you. You are covered by the law of Germany, by the law of Bayern, where I am their coordinator here in Munich. The police will guide us that day. Do not fear anything, you are protected. I'm calling you, come out and join us and let us fight for Biafra, and you will get it. You'll never be ashamed. Again, the city of Munich is going to grant us their own permission to demonstrate in Rindermarkt and also Maximilianstrasse, Maximilian Denkmal. I have been given their word. They say we should go on and plan our strategy, that the police has nothing against our demonstration, and they will give us the permission in black and white. Maybe this week I fall in. We are going to get in. So our arrangement is ongoing, and I'm telling every Biafran in Germany, in Munich especially, to come out. I have addressed you people in the Igbo meetings. I've addressed you in our church here, the Igbo Catholic Church here, where I used to be your secretary. I've addressed everyone. You all know about Biafra. Nobody can say he has not heard about Biafra from Longi or from Fred or from our members. If you don't come out on the 30th, it is your own fault. You can't say you have not heard. We are not Mazop. We are the indigenous people of Biafra fighting for the restoration of Biafra, and I want every one of you to come and support us to get Biafra. I've been asking you point blank, each and every one of you, why did you give up your Nigerian pass to pick up Dutch pass? That means you are ashamed of Nigeria. That's why you gave up your Nigerian pass to pick up Dutch pass. That's why you will bear a child here. Instead of giving that child Nigerian citizenship, you give it Dutch citizenship. Are you not ashamed of yourself? When I preach to you to come and join us, get Biafra, you look at me as this, I'm a fool. But you are the fool, because you know that Nigeria doesn't give you any freedom. Nigeria doesn't give you anything to hold on. That's why you gave up Nigerian pass. That's why you bear children here and give their nationality to Germans. Then I tell you, come, let us get Biafra, where you feel a Biafran, proud of who you are. And you look at me as if I'm fooling myself. Well, 30th of May is the day for us to know who is who in Germany, and especially here in Munich. Again, I want to say that Uwazirike has really said who he is. And whoever does not know now that he was a fraud has now come to know it. And again, Director, I have a... As I was, you know, last Sunday, I went to a church here where blacks, especially the Biafrans and the Do and the Shan people attend mass here. The place is called St. Boniface. So I went there and I was distributing our flyer. And then one of the Edo guy was so annoyed with me and my colleague, Fred Onyale. So, and he said, why are we distributing the flyer here? So we had to leave the church entrance and went outside. He still came out and was still annoyed with us. So, but then later on after the mass, he accosted me and said he's sorry that he knows me and he can realize where he knew me. But then said that he knows that this flyer I'm printing, I'm sharing, came from somewhere, that somebody gave it to me to share. That it may not be my printing. I said, whatever be the case, I'm here preaching Biafra. Then he told me that, do you know why he thinks Biafra cannot come? That Biafra will not come because it is only Imo and Anambra that are the Biafrans we are talking about. That if he were to be good luck Jonathan, he will just give us Biafra because Anambra and Imo cannot sustain it. I started laughing. I said, no, it's not Anambra and Imo that are only Biafrans. Even though Ogoni people, he laughed and laughed and laughed. Then he told me that, do you know the greatest mistake we made during the Nigerian Biafra war is that we started coming to Ore with the way that what has an Edo man got to do with Biafra? Why did we come to Edo, conquer the Edo? We are heading to Ore. If not that we are being stopped at Ore, that we could have gotten to Lagos, and then what could have become of them? Maybe we could have asked them to be Biafrans. Well, I tried to tell him that, well, the capital of Nigeria at that time was Lagos, and I thought our strategies, if they had gone to Lagos and conquered Lagos, maybe the war could have ended. But what I do not know is, would our map as Biafra could have changed to embrace you, Edo people, and Lagos as Biafra? That I cannot answer. He said I should ask. And that's what I want to ask now. Director, could you have told me, or can you answer me now, so that we could wale the fears of our neighbors? They say we would have conquered them to force them to be Biafra. If actually we would have conquered Lagos, would our map have changed as Biafra? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You stand around and I will answer you. Some people don't know our history. The reason why we are suffering today is because of Nnamdi Azikiwe. He ventured outside Igbo land. An Igbo man went outside Igbo land to go and rule people that he's not supposed to go and rule. In the process, we lost everything. Our march towards Lagos is not to colonize anybody. It is to go and stop any possible advance of the Nigerian army against us. That's all. We got to go there. And things quickly deteriorated. We reversed and we came back. As soon as we started going back, there was no stopping the Nigerian army from coming against us. And they marched all the way into our territory. The day that Tomoha fell, the war was over. People must understand who we are as a people. We did not dominate people from present-day Akwa Ibom, the Bibio people. We did not dominate those of them from Cross River, the Efik people. We did not force them to speak Igbo. We have not got any history where we went somewhere and compelled those people to do our bidding. No. Never in our history. We are not like that. Anybody from Biafra going outside to go and rule somebody else, the consequences are disastrous. Jonathan is an example. Jonathan left Biafra land to go outside Biafra land to go and rule some people in a place called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You know the consequences for our people today, don't you? You know what is happening to us as a result of good Lord Jonathan being the president of the zoo. That is what happens to people, my dear brother. If you don't take your time, we will perish looking for other people. We are not domineering people. We don't force anybody to do anything contrary to their wish because of the meaning of Ebeberugo. But people should go and understand what it means. People sometimes say things they don't quite know what it's all about. Ebeberugo means you don't go and take something that doesn't belong to you. Never. Thank you very much. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm coming from Kano.
From Kano?
Yeah, from Kano State, sir. So there is a fresh bomb explosion. No, it's about 30 minutes ago now.
Bomb explosion in Kano?
bomb explosion, bomb explosion.
Which part of Kano is this? Which part of Kano is this bomb?
Sabongeri.
Oh, dear Lord. So they have bombed Sabongeri again?
Yeah.
For the third time, isn't it?
This
is the third time they are bombing Sabongeri. The first one was the bus station. The second one was where people go and drink outside in the evening. Again, they are bombing Sabongeri again now, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. This is the second time now.
Dear Lord. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes. That is the breaking news here on Radio Biafra, that Sabongeri, where Igbo people live in Kano, has been bombed again now, 30 minutes ago. We have people everywhere, and they report to us what is happening. We are announcing it to the world, breaking it here on Radio Biafra, that Sabongeri has been attacked, according to one of our regular listeners from Kano. Sabongeri is strangers' quarters where Igbo people live in Kano. Where is Obi Ezekwesili? Where is Ohaneze? Where are all the so-called Igbo elite that live in Lagos and Abuja? How you can be Igbo elite living in Lagos? I can't begin to fathom it. That is breaking news for you. More Igbo people killed. At least we love burial and they keep burying us. Amazing. This is unbelievable. I don't know, my dear brother, do you have anything to say? People, if you have something to say, just put your microphone and say it. This is very sad. Sabongeri. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. Do we have somebody on the line?
Good evening.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ezenne.
Turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
My name is Ezenne Okole. And the coordinator of Istanbul, Turkey. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
I have some of my members who want to speak with you, because yesterday we were in the meeting and something come up. They want to ask some questions, so I direct them to come to Radio Biafra.
Go ahead.
I want to hook them up so that.
Yeah, something was knocking. I felt they must have a carpenter in the house somewhere because there was a banging sound. My dear sister, please go ahead. Please go ahead and speak. They have bombed Sabongeri again. 30 minutes ago, Sabongeri in Kano bombed. Breaking it here on Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Director, I say I am sad again, but this is the case of flies that do not listen to advice. They will always go to the grave with the corpse. I remember 2 years ago, yes, when the Yorubas and the Hausas had problems in Kano. Obasanjo himself called on the Yorubas to relocate, to come home. And the Yorubas were able to sell off whatever they had in Sabongeri and they returned to Yoruba land. We have been crying, we have been calling, we have been visiting, we have been campaigning that our people in the north, especially those of them in Kano, that they should come home. This killing, this bombing did not just start today, this 30 minutes ago. It started shortly after the amalgamation in Kano State and it continued till today. And our people are still converging, our people are still staying in that cursed land. And today again, Kano is bombed. What are we saying? Are we still going to cry over these Biafrans that lost their life out of, I can't call it ignorance. I cannot call it ignorance. Our people have become too demented. Our people, I don't know. Director, do you know that somebody just called me about 20 minutes ago from Kano, from the same Kano, a woman. If I pray she's still alive, I pray her area is not part of this area that is bombed. About 20 minutes ago, and she asked me that somebody, one of the brothers in diaspora, told her to call us for me to tell her exactly what is happening. And I explained everything, and she promised me that she will not remain in Kano till June. She will not remain till June. And tomorrow had not come, and Kano is bombed. Somebody also reminded me to ask you, Director, that somebody called to ask that the influx of the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers to Enugu, that you promised you were going to say something about it, you have not said anything. Our people, when we talk, they don't listen, but when it happens, they will want us to cry, they will want us to carry placards, they will want us to talk. They are here. The bombers are here. The Hausa Fulani cattle rearers, they are here. They are everywhere in Biafra land. You'll be fortunate that when we are bombed here in Biafra land, maybe we'll see your parts, and we'll be able to gather your parts together and we'll bury you. But those of them that were bombed in Sabongeri about 10 minutes ago, nobody will see their bodies. Nobody will see their remains. And they will be buried in that land. Remember that it is forbidden. It is forbidden for us to sing our Lord's song in a strange land. What are you still doing in the north? The three wise men came from the east. Nothing good has ever come from the north. Why are you still there? Is it money? Is it fame? Why are you still there? You are still building. You are still breaking. You are still mending. And after breaking and mending, after building, you will not live to inherit it. Why are you still there? Director, we traveled from Enugu to Ebonyi State today, and you saw the massive land that we have. We have lands here. We have lands here that can accommodate all of us. Chukwu Abiama is not stupid. Our God is not foolish. He is not foolish that He made us to dwell here. What is there in the north? What is there in the north? I pray that sister is not one of them that is just bombed. And this is again to call, come back home. Because after 30th May, we are not only going to bomb, we are not only going to kill, we are going to do that which will give us Biafra. And when we start, no Biafra that is still in the north will come home alive. Why not come today? Why not come to the, we need you, we love you, why not come back to us? There are people, Director, you left the pleasure of Britain and you are here in Biafra land. Have anybody killed you? So many of them left Thailand, so many of them left Malaysia. Osta Okeke left Thailand and he's here in Biafra land. Ikechukwu Enyagu left Malaysia and he's here in Biafra land. Chuka Bosa left Malaysia and he's here. Our sister Choma is here and nothing had happened to any of them. Why are you still in that strange land? Let us keep burying. Let us keep burying. Let us keep burying. Even the ones that we can prevent. We are too stupid. We are too foolish. And we cannot prevent it. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram cattle rearers, uncircumcised idiots, they have taken over our land. And we are sleeping with our two eyes closed. And some will tell you that they are honorable members. I wonder why you call yourself an honorable when your people are being killed every day, when your brothers and sisters are dying. And some are saying that they are governors. Who are you governing? Who are you governing? You are governing dead bodies. You are governing spirit, and you are proud. Look at the senators. Ike Kweremadu is from this area. He is from this land. He came from a very wretched and poor home. And as soon as he became a senator, he forgot everything about his people. He started worshipping the Hausas. Queen servants, queen masters turned to slave. Queen masters forget to remember that they have started worshipping their servants. This is what come out of it. Our people are dying every day. Our people are dying every day. Our people are being deported. We are being rejected. And we are still clamoring for one Nigeria. Shame unto you. Shame unto you. Nigeria is doomed. And as long as you keep proclaiming one Nigeria, you will go down with them. Director, I don't know. I am hot.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't you be? Who is happy? This is one very, I don't know how to put it, but this very evening summarizes the life of an average Igbo person, or summarizes the experience, or summarizes the outcome of our hopelessness in this abominable entity called Nigeria. On a day that we are reporting that Owazurike openly admitted to betraying the struggle for Biafra, our people are being killed in Sabon Gerikano. The question to me was that there is an influx of Hausa Fulani cattle rearers into this place. What are we going to do about it? We would like to chase them away, but we cannot do anything about it right now, for the simple reason that our people, the same Sabon Geri we are talking about, we have over 2 million people there. If we move against these wretched cattle rearers, they will massacre and slaughter our people. We can get maybe 10,000 of them here. They will kill over 10 million that live in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. So that is why we must approach it with a lot of caution. We ask our people to come back. I have been lamenting it. Leave Ugwawosa and come back. You will die there. This evening, they have bombed us again. This evening, some of you have died. You are not safe where you are. Our hopelessness and stupidity is getting out of hand. Ndi Igbo. Igbo people in Ugwawosa, they will kill all of you there. And don't expect us to retaliate. Because your stupidity kept you there. Your foolishness kept you there. If you die, we will not cry for you. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ndibisi Nwoye. I'm calling from Italy. I'm in Rome.
Ndibisi Nwoye from Italy. Please go ahead.
Okay. But Dika, concerning the comment on the person that said they bombed Kano, it's better. You have been crying and crying a lot of my people, let them come. But they refuse. If I were the Boko Haram, I would have gone and killed them in masses. Because my people are ignorant. My people are ignorant. We have been crying. Our sister Emira Niwok is crying. Every blessed day, let them come, but they refuse. If they die over there, I will not move, because we have talked, but no way for them to listen. But they continue pursuing us from Nash to Nash, betting like a beggar. They know in our history we are not a beggar, but they don't want to be a beggar, and that we are not going to be a beggar in the name of Jesus, my brother. Because I use my own case to know. The time I'm in Sokoto, I joined Nigerian School of Civil Defense. They treated me like a sheik. They tell me that I'm not an indigenous of Nigeria. It's better I go back to my country and fight for my own country. From there, I left.
I left the country entirely, my dear brother. I left the country. I entered this as from Desert to Lampedusa, from Lampedusa to here in Italy. And I hear what is happening, and the people insist. It is telling me, my dear brother, Nandi, you are crying. What you are doing, if I did not be on a net, anywhere I went to before 7 o'clock, I must be in my home to listen to this news. My brother, I congratulate you for and you and your crew on that spot. I congratulate you people very well, my dear brother. May God of Chukwuabiam be with you people.
Chukwuabiam
be with you people, my dear brother Nnamdi Kanu. And our ever veritas.
Thank you.
My brother. Thank you. This is what I have to say for the moment tonight.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And this is Ralph Ndikom from Moscow, Russia.
Ndikom, please go ahead.
Yes. Actually, Director, we have double sad news this night.
Yes, it is.
Double sad news. One is the person that's supposed to be a leader. A person that's supposed to represent Biafra, a person that's supposed to champion the restoration of Biafra, is coming out openly declaring that he have left, and also explain the reason that made him to abandon his people. All my bones and my nerves are really disorganized. And coupled with it, with the last sad news from the north. Actually, Director, in my own opinion, with what is happening now, I know that UN and all the world powers that are already in the zoo, they are witnessing, they are hearing, they are seeing what is happening. But I have not heard anybody talk about human rights or that is the crime against humanity they are committing against Biafrans. So my own suggestion is that when we start our own, either UN or USA or Britain, any world power, any government that raise their voice against us, against what we are going to do or just our move, that will be our number one enemy. Because what is the injustice? All of them, they are there inside the zoo now. They say that they came to fight against Boko Haram. And Boko Haram, in their presence, are still killing Biafrans. And they keep quiet. They're only waiting for us to start, and then they will start quoting us law. Or quoting, telling the world, trying to tell us how to make it and where we are wrong. But now, if my own message is going direct to them, if they close their eyes now or close their mouth now, let them remain dumb forever. Because what is coming after 30th of May, all of them that are there, they will be surprised. Because the thing is too much. How can they be killing us like a chicken and nobody talks? They adopted only so-called adopted gays that we are they are parading here and there for more than 2 weeks now, or even more than 2 months. Now, the people, our own people, they are killing. Nobody's talking about them. So, Director, in conclusion, I want to say that. We indigenous people of Biafra in Russia, we are 100% with you. So, may Chukwuabiam continue to guide and to protect you and all our warriors that are already in Biafra land. Whether they like it or not, Biafra must come. All the enemies of Biafra, direct and indirect enemies, it will happen in the eye very soon. And it will not tarry. So may God bless Biafra. May Chukwuabiam continue to keep us and to direct all our moves.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. Yes, we have somebody on the line. Give us your name and where you are.
This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello. My name is Chidi Okori, calling from Birmingham, UK.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for your good work. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for recently, and your good work is really impressive. So, I want to use this opportunity to say to my fellow Biafrans, most especially those ones that are bringing religious sentiment into this struggle. Biafra is actually for a conscious-minded people. So anyone who feels that Christian is what he follows, I mean, this struggle is not for the person. I can tell you, if whatever your religion is, you can put it aside and fight for this struggle. Because without Biafra, we as people are nobody. You can have a religious philosophy, political philosophy, social philosophy, whatsoever philosophy you believe in. But if this philosophy you believe in do not bring anything to you, do not bring anything to you as a person, or in this point in time, we are like slaves. Many of our people all over the world, we are talking about people in our Biafra land selling their children. What about we that are abroad? Many of us, most especially in Europe, we are selling our children just to get a stay in every country we are. I know about it because I lived in Germany before. 99.9% of every Biafran living in Germany is either you use your own child, you impregnate any of their women, and get paper. At the end of the day, you abandon the children. Nobody talks about them. So how can you as a people survive when your own children are being sold to either to make money or to get a paper, to get a stake in whichever country you are? You are in your own philosophy trying to bring distinction to your own race. Because at the point, there will not longer be any young children that will bear the name Biafra. So it's better for all of us to put down whatever you believe in, as I said, whatever philosophy you have or you believe in that cannot deliver you from the bondage you are in today, to hell with that philosophy. Because Biafra is what we stand for, and Biafra is what we're going to die for. We should stand together to fight for this cause, because this is only hope we have. So if we do not stand together with people, then I wonder how can you get Biafra? You know? So what I'm saying is, this is a cause that we need to stand together, and if need be, die together for this cause. Because this is a just cause, a right cause, and only the cause that will bring you to the hope of tomorrow. Because I see no reason why you people are running away from this struggle. When the director made mention of religion, you people are bringing sentiment into this struggle. Because this is not what's going to move us forward. So what I'm pleading to you, my brothers and sisters, we should put aside any religious sentiment and move on, ready. Bring out your minds and ready to die for this struggle. Because this, you cannot expect to tell your children tomorrow if you do not fight it today. Who are the people you expect to fight for this just cause for you? Or is it your children? When you do not fight for it, how do you expect your own children to do it for you? This is what we need to come together and do as a people. You can say, okay, I'm in foreign land, I have no, the Boko Haram cannot come to me there, but your children out there, none of them, you cannot even bring your children home, because you yourself, you are even afraid of coming home, how much more your children? And you live and die abroad, how do you expect, how will tell your children the story about your land that will make them to come home and fight for this struggle? So
So you are the one who is going to fight it for it now, so that your children will be able to enjoy, so that your children will be saved from this bondage, so your children will be saved from this slavery. Before the slave masters came, they used to come with chains and drag us to Europe. But these days, we are going ourselves to do the slave work abroad. I can tell you that, for example, we are abroad now. We are doing all sorts of odd jobs everywhere. Our mothers are the most neglected women on earth. I can tell you the reason why. You are abroad. You can say, okay, I'm sending money.
My brother, you excuse me, you round up for me in 1 minute, please. There are other people who must take their call. I love what you're saying. What you're saying is correct. And I believe that we need to devote 3 hours to treat right. that. Please, okay. Round up for me. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is we should try to make up our mind, stand together, and fight for this struggle so that we can get what we want with one mind and one body. And if need be, die together as a people. We can stand together as in Igwebike. So if we can stand together to fight this struggle, Biafra will be ours. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I agree with you completely and totally. This is a night of sad news, according to our brother. A night that Owazurike came openly to say that he is no longer into Biafra, that God knows who will get Biafra. For him, he doesn't know. We also broke it here on Radio Biafra that they have bombed once again Sabongeri, where we live in Kano. I have told everybody in the northern part of this very zoo to come back. If you stay there, you will die. Some people have again been killed this very evening. You heard it here first on Radio Biafra. I am reading from the extract, the interview that Owazurike gave to the Sun newspaper. It is online. Please, people must circulate the link widely so that others can read. I'll read this one for you. Mind you that the person we are talking about is the freedom fighter. Those of you that knows what fighting for freedom means should listen to this. The journalist that interviewed this man asked him a question. And here is the question. 2015 is around the corner. Will Masob be fully involved? Will you support Jonathan? 2015 is a year of elections in Nigeria, mind you. This is a group of people that said they have nothing to do with Nigeria. Now let us go and see Owazurike's answer. I have said it before now, that I was the first Igbo man after Ojukwu's death, mind you, not Biafran, to ask Ndi Igbo to support Jonathan. Jonathan is playing party politics. Somebody who is doing freedom fighting against that same thing that Jonathan represents is claiming he's supporting Jonathan. Jonathan is running for the presidency of the zoo. He's the president of the zoo. Somebody is doing freedom fighting, Biafra. Biafra is fighting Nigeria. The leader of the Biafra movement fighting Nigeria is supporting Nigerian president. Very funny, isn't it? I will continue. I did it when I visited the oldest Igbo politician and first Republic politician, Chief Mbazulike Amaechi. It was in his house, I said it, and journalists gave it wide publicity. Listen, Owazurike is advising us now. People must listen carefully. He's advising freedom fighters. Mind you, we are still freedom fighters, you know. Listen. Ndi Igbo should support Jonathan for 3 reasons. First, it is our obligation to protect our own, our brother. Now, another man is telling us that he is our brother. Secondly, his personal disposition to us via our leader, Ojukwu. Jonathan cannot go to all families in Igbo land to do them a favor. Ojukwu was the symbol of Ndi Igbo, and he showed him favor. Remembering that when Ojukwu died, Jonathan gave Ojukwu a state burial. That is what Jonathan did for us, and that is what should compel us to vote for him. I'll repeat what I said earlier.
Biafra is a movement fighting for its independence from Nigeria. In other words, Nigeria is the enemy. The leader of a supposedly Biafran movement is supporting the president of Nigeria. Now you do your maths. This is Radio Biafra. Our job, you can lie yo, if you want to. Our job is to expose you. Give us a name of where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
They're not serious, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Your name and where you are, please.
This is Pastor Jonathan, please. God bless you.
Pastor Jonathan, what is your name?
Pastor Jonathan from Istanbul, Turkey.
What is your name, Pastor? Is Pastor your first name or your surname?
Pastor Jonathan Chukwu from Istanbul, Turkey.
Go ahead.
Please, my dear, I have some important things I want to share with you.
Go ahead.
One is that the commemorations of the dead heroes during the Biafran War is important. But the most essential thing where I feel we have to look into is why did they fail? And what's the cause to their death? And if victory was not found, are there no reasons? One. Secondly, we have to discover the reasons and be able to tackle it and accomplish it, which I believe I have the data of it.
Please go ahead. We are waiting. Go ahead.
Secondly, we must discover and find peace first. When we discover peace, we can find unity. If we discover unity, we can now discover love amongst us. And when there's love, we can now talk about victory. Secondly, I heard that there was a kind of information passed around that palm tree leaves has to be brought around and circulated. But I asked the question, is that to the glory of God? Or to mankind, or to the spirit of the dead. If we end up trying to do things that are not to the glory of God, I want to get us assured that our journey might not be accomplished as expected. Number two, I've spent long time in the Middle East, discovering the depth and height of almost all things we are looking forward to, which 2004 I was given the accomplishment of this mission by showing God revealing to me the Biafran passport. And since then, I've been trying to see how to bring things together and establish it as it was expected, but I couldn't meet up because of some hands that are not clean to lift up their penny, even for the victory we're expecting. And that maybe not have established things as expected. Number five, honoring the dead will equally result to death. Jesus Christ says, let the dead honor the dead, and let the living work for the living. Another important thing I want us to share. Our expectations has been accomplished by the Lord. What has the Biafrans done for the Lord? And what are we expecting to do for the Lord? 2008, he gave me a specific instructions on what he expected of the Biafrans to do him for him. God was saying. Another important thing. There are reasons why these people fail. And if we go back to the reasons and discover and we're able to sort it out, then we expect victory to come. Another important thing, the battle belongs to God and not us. Through many voices I've heard, the enemy is plotting and planning to trap innocent souls to another destructive end. Since after the war till now, many people have died untimely death. Recently, at least years, about 5-10 years now, and I'm giving you the important reasons that I have data of the death of Ono Ojukwu, most of the prominent Igbo men, and what and how brought about their death. And to give you a conviction, I was brought into this nation since 2006, and by the Lord and the written particles of the scripture where confirms my coming, I've shared with some guys around me, and a conviction into what I'm talking to you. And as I'm talking to you, I'm having the conviction of the achievement of our future. But the basic foundation lies that there is a hindrance to our people that made it impossible for us to have achieved our aims, even from the days of Ezekiel to this day we're into it.
What is that reason?
We look at things.
What is the reason?
We have discovered that after we walking to a certain level of expectations, at a time to pick up our glory, we will notice our downfall and failures. Even as you are talking, discussing issues concerning Wazirike and Co. I want to beg you to believe that Christ is our Lord and is our King of the Biafrans. And to the revelation and truth I've had, if we walk into these datas, I believe there's victory. But apart from it, even yesterday night, God has given me vision of the past, present, and future to come. If things take place not as expected, what is to be? And if things take place as expected, the victory is ours. May God bless you.
Yes, and bless you too. Don't go away. I have questions to ask you.
Good.
Since 2006, have you come home?
2006, no.
You have not come home?
No, I'm in assignment by the Lord.
Assignment by the Lord in Turkey?
Yeah.
Why couldn't God send you an assignment to Enugu? Or Tabakeli?
That's very good. That's very good. You don't give a food to a child that doesn't want it yet.
Okay. That has been answered. You said something here about palm fronds.
Mm-hmm.
And asking if what we are doing is of God or of Satan. Is that correct?
No. I said, is it to the glory of God, men, or the spirit of the dead?
Everything we do is to the glory of God, but we must honor our dead. You quoted the scriptures about the trying to imply that honoring the dead, what Jesus said. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Who brought you the Bible here?
Eh?
Which people brought the Bible to the Igbo land?
Well, Bible have not...
Who brought the Bible here is a simple question. Who brought the Bible here?
God permitted the Bible to reach us.
Oh, my dear Lord. Through who?
It was in the middle of the whole world, the Israelites.
Who brought the Bible here?
The Bible reaches through some white men.
Some white men. No, hold on. You said some white men. Is that correct?
Yeah.
White men from where?
From the Western countries.
Name one of them.
Well, the British came to us, the American came to us as well.
Have you been to London before?
No.
I suggest you go to London. London brought you Bible here, yes? The same Bible that says leave the dead to bury the dead and all the rest of it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I will get a pen and paper. I have an assignment to give you. Anytime you travel to London, in front of the house of the Prime Minister of Britain, lies a place called the cenotaph. The remembrance symbol. The memorial to the dead.
Good.
Do you know what is written on the wall?
No.
To the glorious dead. In honor of those that fought and fell for their country. Can you be more Catholic than the Pope?
Well, God has more authority.
Can you be more Catholic than the Pope?
Look, God has more authority.
Can you be more Catholic than the Pope? A simple question, yes or no?
No.
Then how dare you question what your masters brought you? So they can honor their dead. Hang on, let me finish.
The masters.
So can I finish, please? Americans can honor their dead. The Russians can do it. Those that brought you the Bible can do it. But cannot do it.
Hear me, my brother. Hear me. They have traditions they practice before us, and we have traditions we practice. And our tradition kept us where we are. After the centuries of years, we are not created differently. All the nations of the world were created. But according to the culture of any land, they grow and see the results. The Africans have been backward because of certain issues which has to do with the scripture and certain truths. Then the Asians are in the same standard. And this very issue I'm telling about, it was a Sudanese man that took the Bible first to England. England, the Holy Ghost follows the Americans to the American continent. So today, as I'm talking to you, I'm giving very top truth and fact that the Holy Spirit ministered to me what I'm telling you. And I'm a covenant servant of God, a prophet from God, not a prophet of God. And what I am into this country is of 20 years now. Because of the love I have for the past souls, and even those that are dying today, as I'm talking to you, the causes and the hindrance. So if we are interested, we have to work on the vague truth of the foundation, not on the roof. Because anything that have gone through the roof has never been well.
Ask Holy Spirit to send you here.
My coming home is not a problem.
It is a problem. Ask Holy Spirit to bring you here. Respectfully, everything you're talking about is balderdash, is rubbish.
With every respect
in the world, if you want to pontificate on the niceties of the scriptures, you come back down to this place.
I have every
in your land.
I have every fact and truth to prove what I'm saying, and God is going to bear witness on what I'm saying.
We wait for that day to come.
Why I have to step forward, that a lot of labors have been contributed where there's no recognition. And where there's no recognition, there's no respect. And pain to any man who stands upon the Lord causes hindrances, even people who never knew what we're doing. I'm 20 years into this, and I'm not joking. I'm 50 years. I'm not a baby. So what I'm telling you is the only thing I'm doing. This is my duty. So, and for the fact that I knew there's a lot of things, I've asked the question to Hanes Ndibo. Who amongst the Ndibo will stand for the Lord and for the people? Nobody answered me that question. And very other questions and answered, I've asked. I know the hindrances they're going through. I know the intimidation they're going through spiritually that made them not have reason to comment positively on anything that concerns us, even in their ministry, even in their gardens, even in the court.
Do you know the problem? Do you know the problem I have with pastors?
Eh?
These new age pastors somebody said, let me finish, please.
I'm not a new age
problem
pastor.
I have with you people is this. You have substituted the superstition of the old with the superstition. Let me finish, please. With the superstition of the new.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in Turkey?
I'm a minister of the gospel.
You're ministering the gospel in Turkey?
Of course.
But Jesus. Thank you very much.
Bless you.
He's a minister in Turkey. Our people are very, very strange. Very, very strange. Sometimes I wonder the planet some of us come from. I do not know. Anyway, who can blame them? If you trek through the desert, sometimes for 3 months. Anytime you swim cold water and get into Europe, you can't turn into anything. Whilst you are in the desert starving, you can claim that somebody spoke to you, something said something to you. You cannot evidence anything that you are saying. These people make me sick. To the stomach, they make me sick. Do we have somebody on the line? Your name and where you are, please, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Okechukwu Ezenolo. I'm calling you back.
Please go ahead.
Okay, in respect of the person that is calling you from Turkey, that is he says he's a prophet of God, a prophet from God.
Oh, God.
Are you hearing me?
The world is listening, not just me. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
That is what we are talking about. He has not been to home for several years now. He was in Turkey. Said that we didn't need the message. And who embraced Christianity past any other nation than Igbo people? And he was away there, and he was talking that he has not been to Biafra land for how many years, from 2006 to how many years now? I don't even know what is going on. And he's just there and talking about what we don't understand. Look at how we are just, in fact, show me, in fact, I don't know where to start and where to stop. All this brainwashing, all this do this or do that, prophesy and do this, I can't understand it. We have seen the fact. Look at the enemy is encroaching. And they say, even the word of God say that we have to be smart like a snake.
Serpent.
That is the thing. And somebody is there, he's talking about being a prophet of God, and he's not even in the land. I'm not even talking anything about protecting the people. And he was out there, I said that we didn't need the message. Who need the message? Is it the Turkish that are worshipping idol? Is it the Turkish that are worshipping Islam? Is the one that need the message? Why we embrace the message, you say we didn't need it. I don't understand. That's why we have not achieved what we're supposed to achieve. Some people will go out there and be talking what we don't understand.
It's rubbish. They talk nonsense. They talk absolute people. Rubbish.
They are talking cock and bull story. And I'm telling you that he's a prophet from God. I refuse to come down here and look at people are dying. Go to all the evil land. Look at what is happening. And he cannot even pray and fast for us, even if he's from the prophet of God, for us to even come and even face the reality, face the fact that he was out there for how many years now. I don't even know what they are going to hear. I say that, Director, I don't know what to say again, but I know that this kind of call, if it is me, I will not accept it.
I believe in free speech. I may not agree with you, but I will defend your right to say it all the same. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much for calling. Anybody, if you're hallucinating or looking for a ticket to come back home, having spent many years abroad, and you say that God called you, please check yourself very well. You are not well upstairs. If you have to preach the gospel, you come back here and preach it, that the world may hear you. There is no land holier than this place. No place that is holier than here. I don't know what is wrong with us. Superstition is a very bad thing. Superstition, we your jaw, kobo. Terrible. Do we have callers all over the place? We are trying to select the one we are going to take, please. We ask Casey to please try and call back. Somebody is hugging the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel Chukwemekanyo.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
I want to comment on the prophet that just called now. He said he's a prophet. He was asking about Omonku, and I want to clarify him. If he's a prophet, as he said, he will know that in the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses died, God sent an angel by Angel Michael to contend over the body of Moses. It's the same Bible he's preaching, that Bible said the dead should bury themselves. Why did God send the angel by name Michael to contend over the body of Moses? And when Jesus was praying on the mountain, there is two individuals who appear before Jesus, one by Elijah and one by Moses. And two of them have died. The Bible said two of them came to take decision concerning the mankind, that even Jesus cannot do this thing without consulting these two men who have died. That man is not a prophet. That man have never read Bible. That man is not called by God. If he had called by God, he will know. Even when Joseph was in Egypt, Joseph said, if I die, when you are going home, take my bone with you. Don't allow my bone to be in Egypt. That man should go back to theology school. He is not even qualified to hold Bible from the beginning. Those are the people called by their oracle in their backyard. They are not prophets. Thank you, Director. This is what I want to say.
Please don't go away. Your call is one of the best I've ever heard on Radio Biafra before. I like when you demolish people, you demolish them with facts and figures. This call you have placed this evening has enlightened me, it has enriched me. I have learned something from you. Something that will prove invaluable in our march towards our restoration. I am very glad that you called. I am very, very glad that you are listening to Radio Biafra to be able to make this very telling contribution this very evening. You have summarized this very case for us. We proceed full steam ahead to honor our dead. These are mad people, mad men and women who do not understand the Bible. Britain gave you the Bible. In Britain, they call them in honor of the glorious dead. And their country is moving forward. And he's talking rubbish. The British that brought you the Bible, they remember their dead. Every year, with clinical precision, 11 seconds past the 11th minute, past the 11th hour of the 11th month, every year without fail. And they say to themselves, we shall never forget you. At the rising of the sun to the setting of it, that is the mantra they sing for those that died and gave their lives for their country. Umokokonagahun School, they come on Radio Biafra to talk rubbish. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I have learned so much from you.
Thank you
very, very much. That is who we are. We educate, we enlighten. I don't like people of half-baked intellect. If you don't know, you say you don't know. Our brother has taught us a lesson in theology, right? Under 5 minutes. Even the spirit of the dead came to commune with Yeshua. even the spirit of the dead came. That is why they are afraid. Because on the 30th, we wake up the spirit of the dead. And this land, the cleansing will begin in earnest. And on the 31st, we reshuffle this movement all over the place. People must listen. Listen very, very carefully. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, Mr.
I'm
Director?
Speaking to you, please. I hope you're not a prophet. Are you a prophet?
No, I'm not a prophet, Mr. Director.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Judas. I'm calling you from Calabar.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I am from Isoch, in Umunnochi province.
Umunnochi. Umunnochi. Ndioma, please continue.
Yeah. Please, concerning the target that called and claimed that he's a prophet, that they should bury themselves. He should have told us that Christ should have buried himself. And don't we remember Christ on yearly basis?
Exactly. Exactly. His death on yearly basis.
Then that particular issue is settled. That particular man is drunk. He's looking for a return ticket or something like that. Why didn't the Almighty God send him to Maiduguri to go and preach to the people of Maiduguri? Hello?
The world is listening. I don't want to interrupt you. We are listening to you. Everybody is listening to you. Please continue.
I think that particular issue is settled. You can talk to baboons to tell him all those fairy tales he's telling us here on Radio Biafra. Then, concerning the bomb blast in Kano and our people in Kano, please, let us not blame Boko Haram completely. Boko Haram warned our people that all those that come from south should go. And those that refuse to take that their orders are those that are dying. We don't supposed to be crying about them. They have ears. Boko Haram made an announcement and said those that come from the south should go. So what are they still doing there? If they like, let them die there. To me, any Easterner, any Biafra that died in north committed suicide. That is a simple thing. Thank you, Mr. Director, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I agree with you. Yes, now. Immediately. They've asked you to leave their territory and you're still there, claiming one Nigeria. What do you expect? Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down and speak to us. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Your voice is coming through in a minute. Turn your system down, please.
Okay.
Can you hear me? They're not listening. We must bring this program to a close. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you have listened to us from on this very sad day. We are bringing you information and news that Owazurike said quite literally that he has joined Nigerian politics, no longer Biafra. I read it here that people may understand, that they may know what is happening in our lives. Owazurike is telling you to support Jonathan for 2015. Everybody in MASOP is a politician. It's a talk. It's a political talk right now. Unless they leave. Unless you leave. Today is Sunday. Is that correct? What did I say? Did I say Saturday? I'm one he beg. Today is Sunday, please. Today is Sunday. Do you blame me? Very tired. Not eating since morning. You can't blame me. Please. We've been all over the place working for our country. There isn't even time to eat. How amazing is that? We have brought this program to a close. Everybody who is a MASOB is a political thug, a contractor. They must leave. But before they leave to come and join us, they must kill Owazurike. Owazurike is a very bad man. He has brought shame and dishonor to our flag. He has brought shame and dishonor to our dead. He has disgraced the soldiers that fought. What do you think, on what way we will make of this man? These are men that gave their lives for their country. Only for this cockroach, Okoko, to come and be messing about with the name of Biafra, to come publicly to announce to the world he's abandoning freedom fighting. We can never forgive. We can never forget. Never. Never, ever. Again, Kanu has been bombed, Sabongeri area, whilst we're on air. And our people are once again dead. The funniest thing is that they will bury them in the north. They won't bring them back here. They will bury them in Hausa land. So that in their next life, they will come as Hausa people. Moron and Alowa. If there's something like next life, if they come, they will be Hausa people. Things are happening, and we cannot allow that to continue happening. We thank you once again, all of you, wherever you are on this planet Earth, for having persevered with us, for keeping faith with us and keep supporting us. We need funds to complete the building of a memorial. Gold, silver, or bronze, you will call the office line and choose one. Our brother was mentioning something about Omonkwo, but we have, is it Palm Sunday? Yes. There is Palm Sunday. The same Omonkwo that he doesn't like very much, that he thinks is fetish, was what was used to welcome Yeshua into Jerusalem. Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem. People use palm, the same thing we are using. And somebody says it's fetish because it's from Black Africa. I'm going to hear word. Ignorance is a disease. Very big disease. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you very much. This Biafra we mention all the time is a religion. Maybe he's a prophet of one church. Maybe one day I'll qualify to be a prophet for my country. Biafra is our religion. On this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from your capital, Enugu City.
Triumphant.